There's a talk about an old person, maybe about 90 or so, who's still able to take care of himself, do his own cooking, and take care of his garden, that sort of thing. You might say, well, I don't care how old so-and-so is, he still may. You know, somebody who's still pretty energetic and can get around pretty well, he still may.
Agile, I know what I'm trying to think of.
You ever hear somebody say he's still mighty lively or lively. Spry?
Spry would be a very common. Yeah.
Or say if a woman's children are out later at night than usual, might say that she didn't think that anything was wrong, but just couldn't help feeling a little
uneasy.
Or say somebody. A child who doesn't want to go upstairs in the dark, you say that he's of the dark.
Afraid. Scared.
Yeah. Well, you ever hear children describe another child who scares easily by calling him anything?
Chicken.
Chicken. Or
scaredy cat.
Scaredy cat, yeah. Or say this expression you might say about a woman, well she's not afraid now, but she could be.
She ought to be.
Or talking about in the past. She's not afraid now, but she
was.
Or she could be. Kind of fill in that blank now, referring to the past. She's not afraid now, but she could be.
No, I can't give
used to be.
Used to be.
Okay. Well, what about the opposite of that? You might say, well, she's afraid now, but she
didn't used to be.
Or how would you describe somebody who had the habit of leaving a lot of money lying around in open sight and left the door unlocked? You'd say he's awfully
stupid. Naive.
He's not careful with his money. He's
loose.
Or another way of putting that, using the word care in there somewhere. He's
careless.
Or say if I had an aunt named Lizzie. There really wasn't anything wrong with Aunt Lizzie. It was just that every now and then she acted a little
crazy.
Or have you ever heard that put any other way? She acts a little crazy. She acts a little
eccentric.
Have you ever heard people use the word queer in that sense? She acts a little queer.
Sometimes.
If I said the word queer, what would come to mind? What would come to your mind?
It wouldn't be that.
What would it be?
Homosexual.
Or say a man who makes up his mind about something and just refuses to change it, no matter what, you know, right or wrong. You say he's mighty
closed.
Closed. Or he's mighty
stubborn.
Stubborn. Yeah. You ever heard somebody like that called a bullheaded or a mule-headed?
Bullheaded.
Yeah. Or say somebody that you know, you just can't joke with without him losing his temper. You say he's awfully
I know what I'm thinking of.
He's mighty short-tempered. Yeah, short-tempered. Or you ever heard somebody say he's touchy or he's
yeah, harsh. Touchy.
Or somebody like that, you might say, well, I was just joking with him. I didn't know he'd get
upset, mad.
Or somebody like that, if he about loses his temper and you don't want him to, you'd say, well, now just
cool off.
Or just keep
calm.
Or say at the end of the day, when you've been working hard, you say you're just very
beat.
Or if you're just
dead.